I should like to abuse my rank as president of the Philadelphia Society to introduce tonight's keynote speaker, well known to all of us, with a point of personal privilege. I can remember quite well as a college student back in the 1970s, when Marxism and its variants were confident as well as dominant on college campuses, when I found it was a daunting task to uphold the principles of individual liberty and open markets against the relentless onslaught of the professoriate. Now, the purely economic arguments of efficient maximization of wealth creation were really not sufficient against the moral sentimentalism of the left. And so into this vacuum, I discovered the timely work of Michael Novak, a theologian, who explained the moral basis of democratic capitalism with insights drawn from the seemingly unlikely synthesis of, for example, Friedrich Hayek and Thomas Aquinas. Armed with this kind of stunningly original intellectual ammunition, I was able to turn the tables and begin tormenting my professors and classmates. And right after I left college, by the way, my first job in the keeping with the Philadelphia Society lineage, my first job out of college was working for M. Stanton Evans, a past president of this organization. Right. Now, I used to tell Stan, why don't you write a joint column with Michael Novak? You'd be Evans and Novak. And apparently there was some kind of trademark problem they couldn't get around. I never quite understood it. Anyway, a generation has passed, and today it is my privilege to call Michael a colleague at the American Enterprise Institute, which had the wit and insight that what Washington most needed in those years was a theologian to dilate on these issues of political economy. Michael is the author of many fine books, most recently, No One Sees God, The Dark Night of Atheists and Believers, which I recommend to all of you. But the title that recommends itself most to our topic this weekend is a book of his from a few years ago called This Hemisphere of Liberty, A Philosophy of the Americas. In The Hemisphere of Liberty, Michael reminds us that the New World taught liberty to the Old World, even as we drew the sources of our liberty from the thought of the Old World. Now, the story is not limited to North America alone, though it often seems that way to parochial Americans north of the Rio Grande. But in the Southern Hemisphere, the story is confusing, as the contrasting paths of despotism in Cuba and Chile a few years ago, to take just one example, suggests. The idea of providence competes with the idea of cyclical history. Liberation theology, remember that? I used to call it Marxism with salsa. But it was once the rage in the Southern Hemisphere of the Americas, and yet now it seems possibly on the verge of making its at least semi-official appearance in North America in our prospective new president. You know, it's interesting to go back. If you've never done this, you can find them now on the internet. The transcripts of Reagan and Gorbachev's summits, where Reagan tried to explain to Gorbachev what was wrong with communism. Morally, economically, politically, in every other way. One wonders what complaint Barack Obama might bring to Hugo Chavez about how Venezuela is ruled. We'll have to see. But it is a confusing scene, and who better to help us sort it out than Michael Novak? Please join me in welcoming Michael Novak to the Philadelphia Society.